Zechanishmas Havimori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zechanishmas Daniel Shadevas Yeshua Falk. Okay, good morning everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, we are continuing Bezer Shem and Packet Chaf today and also Parsha today. Bezer Shem. Okay. So, yesterday we were talking about the Ramah, about individuals who's a Goses, and we said a Goses is considered a live person, and you can't kill a Goses, you can't do any Maisa that might hasten the death of a Goses. But what you could do is you could stop chopping the wood. And that would... So that's the question of a person is chopping the wood, he's keeping him alive. So what's the heter of stopping to chop the wood? If he's an alive person, don't you have to keep him alive? So that's the question that we were dealing with. So, we saw in the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov's a couple of weeks ago that the Beis Yaakov said that once a person's a Goses, so then there's no Chova, there's no Chayisho anymore. So then you can't do anything to hasten his death, but maybe there wouldn't be any Chiyav Hatzalah on the Goses. That was the. But if you look here in this article written by Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, who's the son-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so he writes here on page 14. So he starts off quoting that Ramah about Tshuva Biyardeya Rishu Goses Man Oroch Veinu Yochol Yiparid Osur Lahashmid Hakarva Keses Mitachtov. Right, you can't take the this is page 14 of Packet Chaf. You can't take the pillow away. You can't move him, because then you could be hastening his death, and if you hasten his death, then that's aser. But we said if there's somebody chopping wood, and that's stopping the Yitzias HaNeshama, you could stop the chopping of the wood. So he says that. So here on page 15 he writes, "Vihine on page 15, he calls the Rosh Hasaras Hamoneh Ebo Mishum Isserich Ritzicha. Hasaras Hamoneya, meaning you're not doing something direct; it's indirect. You're not providing the chopping of the wood, so that's not an Isser Ritzicha. Sharei Goses." Dino Kechai L'chol Dvarav. Goses is considered a live person. Vargo Neragolov. And if you kill a Goses, that's Misa Mebezdin. It's a real Ritzicha. Kufurish B'Sanhedrin. I'm a Rav HaKol Modim B'Hogre HaTrefa. If you Horeg is HaTrefa Shu Potter. But the Goses B'Nei Shemaim Shu Chayev. Right. I mean, before she goes to Shemayim, Hargol Chayev, while Korchus are Shemutor LaAsir Moneya, so it must be that when you're Masia the Moneya, she ain't Zemishum Ritzicha. So Avalfiza got Bebori. So why is Gosis any different? If Gosis is considered a live person, and you can stop the indirect continuing of his life, you're allowed to stop. So then the same thing should be for anybody. It should be for Bori also. If you say the person has food and you're taking away his food, you burn his food so he can't eat the food. So you're not doing it maisa biyadayim. You're doing something indirect. So should that be a problem? L'chor, he's saying, at first glance, it shouldn't be a problem. Because if you, by a goses, you're hasara samonea, you're doing something indirectly, and then he's dying because of that, so then why should there be, if a person doesn't give food to a person who needs food, maybe that shouldn't be a problem either. Often she yisrof mazot shu hefker mele yomos chaveiro berav. Nehemah sheinze isu klal zavadei leisa. In other words, it's hard to say that's not an isser. Teidel chashi isu beran. There's a famous ran. I mean nishma shal yishon gimel yomim. If a person takes a shvua that he's not gonna sleep for 3 days. Takes a shvu, he's not going to sleep for 3 days. So what's the halacha? Malkin oso v'yoshin la'alter. He says he gets malkin because the shvu is not a good shvu. Why? Because it's a shvu shav. Whenever a person takes a shvu to do something that's impossible to do, the shvu is considered a shvu shav, and therefore there's an issur to take a shvu shav, number one, and also the shvuah is not binding. So if a person says he's not going to sleep for 3 days, so malkin or so, you give him malkus right away, because l'maisa, it's a shvuah shav, so he violates a law in the Torah of lo siso shem l'kechel shav, and then he could sleep right away, because the shvuah wasn't binding. So hadishma shal yishin gimel yom malkin or so v'yoshin l'alter, when a person says he's not going to eat for a month, so obviously he can't do it, right? So he has to shloim yom b'shavuoso. Although el yom b'shavuoso, so nearly the low dummy the show yishon shloshi yom the hustle calls yishon talk gimel yom ella shvizil rama shakasa shavuah. So are they comparable? So he says, on one hand you could say that's like a shvur shav. It's the same thing. The Ran wants to say a different pshat. Nearly shadin din emes lav mitamei el mishum tavali nishma lavor al divrei tosh nishma lahab misatzmo. He says, if you say you're not going to eat for a month, so that's like committing suicide. That's considered committing suicide. So Mavela, so if you're taking a shvuah to commit suicide, that's not chal, because you're taking a shvuah to go against something in the Torah. So he says, you see from this Ran, look on again, left side here, on page 15, on the left where the arrow is, on the left side. Re'divrei haran bora milolo shamoneh machal mi'odam nechshav rotzeach. Because if a person is taking away food from somebody, l'chor, that's ritzicha. So if that's ritzicha, so then what's the heter of, he says, what's the heter then of not continuing chopping the wood? If chopping the wood is what keeps him alive, right? So then why is it? So that means that even something indirect is keeping alive, and we see by not nourishing is also considered, even though it's not a direct killing, it's indirect, it's Hatsaras Hamoneya, but it's still considered Ritzicha. So then why is that different than stopping the wood?
But where does he say that? It says, Maestro Hamoneya Chaber Le Echol, not about chopping wood.
Right, in other words, the Ramah speaks about the chopping wood. So,
no, he's not talking about
chopping wood. He's talking about not
burning the food,
taking away the food. But both of them are indirect. Okay. So, what's the difference between the chopping of the wood that's indirect, and we say that's mutter, and the not giving of the food, which is indirect, and we say that's usher.
So I think isn't that the same as the differentiation we made yesterday, perhaps when it affects his roof directly?
Oh, right. So we said an explanation yesterday that one is... So today we're going to say over two explanations that he's... Rav Zalman Lechem is going to... One of them is going to be the one we said over yesterday, and one of them is going to be a different explanation. So on page 17... He wants to say, "Venir al Yashiv" at the bottom. Dino shel Ramah, the Nema shasaras hamaniyam yitzias haneshama emze afil gorim. Shadkan lo chashiv grom el shemglal puloso difol dover acher hu bemiso. Gon kofto lufnei ar. So he wants to say that grom means that you do something indirect, and that causes something else to happen. Like you tie up the guy, and now the lion now could chase after him. Or, for example, you put poison in front of an animal, your neighbor's animal, and then he eats it. The animal eats it. Shachay can no sin sam hamavis lefnei behemes chaveru, who pours gedel lefnei behemes chaveru. So all these things, you do something, and then another action takes place after your action. So you were the indirect person. So the ma'isa, that's called grama. But if you just don't give somebody food, maybe that's not Ritzicha. That's not even grum of Ritzicha, he wants to say. Why? Because then he just dies by himself. It's not like you did an indirect action, and then some other action happens later. In other words, you put the poison there, and then the animal eats the poison. You tie up the guy, and then the lion eats up the guy. So those are all indirect, but you did action one, which is indirect, and then another action takes place, which is direct. So that's called, he says, that's called grama. But maybe if you just deny someone food, so there's no second action. He just dies by himself. So maybe that's not called grama. So what is that? That's allowed? The Ran says it's not allowed. So he says, when the Ran said it's not allowed, if you take a shvu, you're not going to eat for a month. So we said before, you know, that's suicide. Maybe that's Ritzicha. So now he wants to say that maybe that's not the pshat in the Ran. It's not that it's suicide. Take a look. On page 17, on the left side, the last word on the line is Kosov. 3, 4, 5, like the sixth line. On the left side, Lasha Kosov Aran Shadishma Shalo Lechol, over El Divrei Torah, Efshar She'enka Vadosu La Averis Ritzicha, Ela Al Averis Lav Shalo Tabal O Damriecha. Shechayev Odom Lahatzil Chaver Misav Hodin Horeg Atzim Sheovernami Belav Shelo Tamal Damreyecha. So he says that that Lemaisa, it's Ritzicha. It's not Ritzicha, maybe, but there's a lav of Lo Samad Al Damreyecha. So it means that if you see your friend is Besakana, you have to help him. So the Kavachomer for yourself, you can't do it. So it's a violation of Lo Saman Al Dam Reyecha. So he says, so not giving food is, he wants to say, that's a chiddush, she's saying now. That maybe not giving food is not considered Ritzicha. It's a violation of Lo Saman Al Dam Reyecha. And so meaning that you weren't matzil your friend. And then take a look here, page 18, continuing on page 18, and now he wants to give another pshat in the Ramah. He says, on the fifth line, now this is his chiddush here. In other words, Ritzicha, you can't be a Rotzech to anybody. Whether he's happy he's alive, he's not happy he's alive, you can't be a Rotzech. But the obligation that you have of Lo Samad Al Dam Reyecha, so Rav Zalman Mechemi wants to say that maybe that's only if he's happy that his life is going to be extended. Whereas he's a vegetable or something like that, he doesn't have any das. He has no toelis in life. Maybe there's no din hatzala. So maybe that's the pshat. If you don't give food to somebody, so you're not necessarily rotzeach, but you violated the law of Lo Saman Al Dam Reyecha. But in the case of the goseis, where he's dying, and he doesn't have any toelness in his life anymore, so maybe there's no din of Lo Saman Al Dam Reyecha. So stopping the, you see, it's not like it was grammar tzich and means either when you like you hired somebody to kill somebody. So you didn't kill him; you hired somebody. So in the end, there's a meiser tzicha and you were guarding it. So that's a grammar tzicha. But over here, when he just dies by himself, that's not a grammar tzicha. In other words, you stop and he died by himself. There's. Maybe Ritzicha means a positive action. You were Gorim. You didn't do the positive action, but you were Gorim that something happens in a positive action. So Rav Zalman Nechemi wants to say that if a person, in the case of the Goseis, if you don't feed somebody, he says, maybe you're not a Rotzeach. That's a Chiddush, because others are going to disagree with him and say, of course, if you don't feed him, that's Gram Ritzicha. But he wants to say no, because Gram Ritzicha is only when you did something that caused a positive action to ensue afterwards. So Memela, that's the Pshat in the Ramah. He wants to say Pshat in the Ramah is that it's not a Ritzicha, because it's not even a Gram of Ritzicha, because Lemaisi, nothing positive happened afterwards. It's not like there was somebody that ate poison as a result. Just he died by himself, so that's a gram. So that's not it. That's and therefore, in a situation where the person is, his life is, well, like the is, he doesn't have any hanah from life anymore. So maybe there's no din hatzala. Yechol. But Shein lo l'chayis shah. He says, at least by a ghost says, there's no chi of hatzala if there's no toelis in his life anymore. That's what he wants to say. That's the teretz that we didn't say yesterday. That he wants to say that because, again, stopping the in other words, not the distinction between the food is part of your, giving, it's part of life, giving him chias. Whereas the knocking of the wood is something. Is not giving real chias. It's not nourishment. It's not. He's saying no. The pshat is that anything that is extraneous but doesn't lead up to a positive ritzicha afterwards is not called even gram ritzicha. So why aren't you allowed to? So why are you mechuyev to give somebody food? He says you mechuyev to give somebody food because if you don't give him food, you're violating lo salman al dam reyecha. It's al tzchiv hatzala. And therefore, he wants to be mechadesh that maybe chiyuv hatzala only applies to somebody whose life has a toelis. That's a very big. I think this is the part that he said that when he wrote this article, he got more phone calls than any other thing he ever wrote in his life. It was because that was one distinction. Let me say the other, and then I'll take your questions. And then the other teretz is what we said yesterday. That the difference between not feeding is clearly, the Ran says, clearly usur, not to feed somebody. It's clearly usur. So the first pshat in the one that he's saying in the Ran is, but it's not ritzicha. It's not feeding somebody is a violation of lo samad al dam reyecha. And therefore, lo samad al dam reyecha perhaps is a chi of hatzala. And hatzala maybe is only when there's a toelis b'chayev. So, and therefore, a person who is could stop the, and therefore stopping the wood is also the same thing as not giving food, but the idea is that stopping the food is talking about a goses, and a goses where he has no toelis anymore in his life, there's no chiyuv hatzala. That's a chiddush to say that someone could judge that he doesn't have any toelis in his life, and therefore we're allowed to not feed him. But that's the first thing. That's the distinction that he said. The other pshat is to say no. Is to say here that he says at the end the other shot is on page 22 he says okay the second arrow. Lefiyah derech harishona, that's what we mentioned yesterday. Shabim bnei ochel va'avir chashiv rotzeich. And if you don't give somebody food, you're a rotzeich. It's a grama, but you're a rotzeich. So then what's the heter of the Ramah? Not to chop the wood. He says, because that's, and this, I like this pshat better. He says, that's dvorim akvi mitzias hanefesh. Aval einam mechinim haguf. He says you can never take away something that's giving nourishment to a person, that's giving sustenance to the, and sustenance we mean air, oxygen, food, even if he's dying, even if he has no toelis in his life, we have no right to decide who has toelis and what's toelis and what he's alive. So we have a chiv hatzala. Also, why don't I have to keep chopping? But the case of the chopping is different because Because that's not giving any sustenance to his life. So the food is giving sustenance to life. You always have to keep giving food. And that's he summarizes it again in another article that was written on page 23. He says, "Videi, the second arrow, beikar mashacholok alai hu b'zeh shaksav shtei drachim." You see, Rav Halpern wrote a critique to Rav Zalman Chemia. See, Rav Zalman Chemia says there are two possible ways to understand the Ramah, that the Ramah is either saying that if it's dover b'machutz and there's no action that's going to happen later, everything is sheval tase. So the first teretz, the first thing the Ramah says, that's not ritzich. It's only lo sama do dam reyecha, and then lo sama do dam reyecha doesn't apply when his life is meaningless, or he, you know, and. So, and that's one terror. And then the other way is to say that no, the difference between that either way, if you don't give somebody food, not like the one day one shot was not giving food is considered is a lack of los amadol d'amriecha. The other shot is not giving food is ritzicha. It's ritzicha begrama. So why is that different than the chopping of the wood? Is because chopping of the wood is taking, not giving him his nourishment. And nourishment, if you withhold nourishment, you're a rotzeich. If you withhold nourishment, if you hold air, food, all these nourishing things, you're a rotzeich. So, but withholding chopping of the wood, that's not nourishment. And that's the chiluk. So that's the difference between these two terutzim, is what is not giving food. The first one shot the Rav Zalman Chemia wants to suggest is not giving food is not ritzicha. It's not even grab ritzicha, because no following action is, so it's just lo sama d'adam reyecha. So and lo sama d'adam reyecha only applies if the person, we assume the person would want to live like that. That's one. Yeah, so let me just read this inside, and then I'll take all the questions. Well, give me 1 second. So look inside of page 23. Right, that was the first thing he said. That's not you're not a rotzeach by not giving food. But if he's a person that has no toelis in his life, there's no mitzvah hatzala. The derech habeis, the second pshat, is shasorv machol v'froshon chaver nechshav kirotzeach. That you are a rotzeach begrama. El Shamasir Melech v'kol dofeg matir haramah. Why? Shein haMelech v'kol dofeg mechaye odam. That's not giving sustenance to a person. So therefore, if you're not doing, if you're taking away the salt on his tongue, or you're taking away the chopping of the wood, you're not taking away sustenance from him, and therefore, l'chein ein b'hasarason bishum gram rotzeich. Masha'ein kein moneh machal or refuah. If you're not giving him food, refuo, air, shezech mechonik chaver al de grama, that's a rotzech. But he says l'didi harav hamasig, meaning Rabbi Halpern, who was writing this counter article on Rav Zalman Chemia, he says poshel lo kederech habeis. He thinks that the first possibility that Rav Zalman Chemia is saying that not giving food is not ritzicha, but it's just rather it's a din of not doing hatzala, is not nitan leheomer. And that was his attack on Rav Zalman Chemia. Rav Zalman Chemia Goldberg held there are two possibilities, and one could say that not giving food is just lo saba no dam reyecha. It's not ritzicha, it's not doing hatsala. In other words, no different than jumping in the water to save someone drowning is to give someone food. So you're not, but you're only a mechuyev to be matzil somebody. You can never do a ritzich on somebody, even a ghost says you can't. But not doing hatsala if he's in a situation where his life has he'd rather die. So be it, because you don't have to do hatsala in such a case. So Rav Halpern says you can't say such a thing. There's no such thing as deciding that your life is valueless, and therefore he says that not giving food is ritzicha. And he thinks the other teretz is the proper teretz, is what we said over yesterday, in Rav Zalman Lechemia, that the difference is not giving nourishment is ritzicha. It's ritzicha begrubba. Not putting a person, is ritzicha begrubba. Not putting him back on the machine, not giving him the food. It's all ritzicha. It's ritzicha begrubba, but it's ritzicha. But not chopping the wood is not ritzicha, because only withholding things that are valuable to the regular nourishment of a person, which is oxygen, food, etc., those are things you have to give, and you withhold them, you're a rotzeach. That's the other pshat of Talmud Chaim. And not the first pshat that says that not giving food is just lo sama dal dam reyecha, and therefore once it's lo sama dal reyecha, we have much more wiggle room, because once it's lo sama dal dam reyecha, we have a situation of then you could say whether if he feels his life is valueless, you can't say that by ritzicha. You can't kill somebody just because he feels that his life is valuable. But by hatzala, then that's a mitzvah. So you can say the mitzvah doesn't apply over here. So Rav Halpern doesn't agree with Rav Zalman Lechemia. He thinks that it's not nitan to say there are two possible explanations here. He thinks the only valid explanation is that not giving food is ritzicha, because you're withholding something that's part of his life content, but not chopping the wood is just is something that has nothing to do with his chias, and therefore that would not be a ritzicha, would be even a gram ritzicha, etc. But once you say the other way, that it's a question of hatzala, then there's much more, svaras to say that maybe hatzalot shouldn't apply in certain cases. Okay, so those are the two pshatim, the distinction between not giving food and not chopping wood, that Rav Zalman Lechemia said, and Rav Halpern, we'll see more, he was of the opinion there's only one proper explanation, and not this business about not giving food being just lo samar al dam reyecha, and it's a question of hatzala, and therefore you have a right to that. He doesn't go for that, etc. Now, there are several people that wanted to say things while I was speaking, but I just wanted to say over this, and now I'll listen to everyone, what everyone else has to say.
I think you have to differentiate between somebody who wants to be unable to eat. In that case, I think you're obviously obligated to help them. But if somebody's unable, doesn't want to eat, are you obligated to force them? By putting it in your tube.
Right. To put it in a feeding tube.
Yeah. If somebody just wants to eat.
Or a kid, I remember the end of my father's life, he had a feeding tube, because he had, they were afraid that there was reflux, what do you call it?
Reflux.
Yeah.
Aspiration.
Yeah, aspiration, right. So he had a feeding tube for some time.
People aspirate.
Yeah, so they put in the feeding tube. So, and that's what we had. We had the feeding tube. And there wasn't a question that he didn't want to eat. It was difficult.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's different possibilities. So, sit down the patient told you look, they can't swallow, unconscious patients unconscious can't I think there might be a difference.
But according to this Mahalach, then you would have to do everything to try to feed the person. And if it means the giving him feeding tube, then it could be that there's a chiv to give it. Because either be din ritzicha, if you don't give it, or gram ritzicha, or be din los sama da dam reacha.
Did
anyone else wanted to say anything while I was speaking? Steven.
Just completely unrelated, but how much does this have to do with someone's intention by doing an act? Because we all know that there are plenty of people who are dying of starvation all over the world every day, and we all likely have. Are we high of the grama every day because we know that we have food and we know that there are people who are starving?
Right, but that's. I hear what you're saying, but Lemaisa, like Ein L'Dover Sof, like, so what are we going to do? Like, every, you can't save the whole world, you know. So what are we...
True that we can't, but like, if we hypothetically give something, are we obligated to do that? And like, should we be doing that every day? Because, like, we know that there are people dying of starvation, and if we're high Mitzvah of the Grana, like, that's not a good thing.
Right, yeah, but that... But I don't think... Look, I don't think we have the responsibility of the whole world. I mean, there's somebody in some other country that, you know... Okay, we want to give charity to help people, whatever, you know. But I think here we're talking about more than the person's in front of you. You're the caretaker. It's your father, your whatever... You know, you're a person that you're dealing with, you know, that you have a direct contact with. Somebody that, you know, of course, isn't somebody by the end of the world. I mean, it's not your, you know, you can't say, oh, I have. Of course, you try to help whoever you can help. But that I don't think that would even be grammar. That would be too far removed. Somebody in somewhere out in who knows where is starving. So to say that, I didn't give him, you know, I think it's the grumman. It's too far removed to suggest that it would be a question of that. But and that's what Rav Zalman Chemi quotes from Rav Halpern on page 30-29. He said, "Oh, hey, the Rav Machal Chaveru Beis Chashiv Kirotzeich Megrama." He says, if a person, Rav Halpern says, if you don't give food, you say you take away his food, then you're a tzech begroma, because and he points out from the Rambam, shadochev chaver lebor, if you throw somebody in a pit, and there was a ladder that he could climb out, and somebody takes away the ladder, so he's not chayiv misa, but he's still a gram rotzeach. Potter be misa's bezin, the nidrash be menu dam. He's still like a misa b'dei shamayim. So you see from there that if he was in a situation that he could have, the ladder was there, you took it away. So now he's not going to. So that's gram rotzeach.
So is there a difference between the ladder being there and taking it away versus not giving the ladder?
Oh, so 1 second. So he feels that if taking the ladder away is considered a grama, so then if you took away his food, that's also a chara grama. Yeah, okay. So Rav Zalbachem Rav Halpern is very stark from this Rambam. So has Rav Zalmachem get out of that Rambam? So he says, Shakofas chaver shakofal gigis meis mechusar avir inu domo lesorf macholam yachar shakofas odom shakofal of gigis shadomo lekufum kol shasibah shemeis beravu machma shadom osur zeku gorem. I don't know exactly. He said that you could always try to find the medicine. I'm not sure I understand what Rav Zalmachem is going to say back to that. So, in other words, if a person does something, he does a maisa, and the guy dies, so chor it's a grama. So that's what Rav Halpern is saying, and therefore he didn't accept what Rav Zalmachem's approach. Okay, we're going to see more in the future packets about this, but those were the two ways to understand the difference, because the Ran, if you just show you the Ran inside, the Ran is on page 11, the bottom paragraph. Meaning that the din is that if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat for a month, it's not a good shvua. So he says, not because he's taking a shvua to do something impossible, but it's nishba lavar al divrei Torah. So Rav Zalmachem wanted to say you could have two interpretations of what does it mean nishma l'hamis atzmo. Simple pshat means that you're killing yourself. The other pshat he wanted to say maybe it means that you're violating lo sam adam reyecha. Stam it's more mistaber, it's the other way. That l'hamis atzmo, that you're taking a shvua to kill yourself. So there you're a tzeach. You're a tzeach begrama, but nonetheless, you're a tzeach. Okay, Rabbosai, so we finished this packet today. Bez Hashem will continue on Monday, Bez Hashem, a packet Chaf Aleph. And we're going to do Chumash, we're going to take a 2-minute break now, and we'll do Parsha. And then I wish you all a good tainus, meaningful tainus. And we should have a geula and a yeshua for all the whole world, all of Klal Yisrael. And Bez Hashem will start Chumash in 2 minutes, Bez Hashem. Mm-hmm.